You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Many folks will be watching the State of the Union to hear what President Trump might say about immigration. The latest White House proposal has two key numbers. 1.8 million is how many so-called dreamers could be put on a path to citizenship. 25 billion is how much the Trump administration wants for border security, including building a wall. But here's the thing. Every time a person goes through a step of the immigration process towards citizenship, there are fees. Altogether, they're in the tens of thousands of dollars sometimes. It seems dreamers becoming citizens would bring billions of dollars into U.S. coffers. So couldn't that help pay for a wall? Elaine Kmark would know. She's a researcher with the Brookings Institution, a lecturer in public policy at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, and she worked at the White House during the Clinton administration as it implemented President Reagan's immigration reform, which made about 3 million people eligible for amnesty. Elaine, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
So of your many qualifications, I wanted to focus on that last part first. How did the Clinton administration implement Reagan's amnesty?
In 1986, the Reagan administration passed an amnesty bill, and the people in the United States who wanted to become citizens had 10 years to become citizens. Mm-hmm. So by 1995 and 1996, there were an awful lot of people who had just, you know, forgotten about it or delayed, and the government was overrun with people applying for citizenship. So in the Clinton administration, what we had to do was we had to hire what we called temporary adjudicators just to process the sheer large number of people who were applying. Mm-hmm. And we did it. We got the job done, and then things went pretty much back to normal.
You could still argue that the U.S. doesn't have the manpower to process an influx like this. Right now, I guess the process for citizenship applications is years long, sometimes decades. Do you think that we need to consider applying new fees to this process or somehow speeding that up in another way?
Well, the fees have already gone way up. The fees are already $680. That's just the minimum fee to the government for processing. And many people hire immigration lawyers, so that can add thousands of dollars to the process. The immigration service is a fee-based service mm-hmm. in the U.S. government. What that means is that the fees charged cover about 90% of the operations of the service. So, you know, people's salaries, their phones, their desks, computers, all that stuff. So if you wanted to expand that, you would have to expand the fees, or you'd have to get a special appropriation. And we could probably add safety and security measures, but it requires money. And Congress has not been interested, really historically, in spending an awful lot of money on immigrants.
So my producer suggested that often when these proposals like the one currently coming from the White House for amnesty are put on the table, lawmakers want an additional penalty associated with them. Is that something that you have heard of before?
Yeah, I mean, people always do that. You run into a very practical problem, though. I mean, look at the Dreamers. They're all young people. Mm-hmm. Now, most of them are actually working, so they're not really impoverished, but they are young, which means that they probably aren't making an awful lot of money.
Right.
So the more you increase the fees, the more you dissuade people from applying for citizenship, and they go on, you know, sort of living in the shadows.
So do you think that initial premise that we had that dreamers could end up paying for a wall? I mean, I guess if you put the number at about $10,000 times 1.8 million, that gets us pretty close to 25 billion. I mean, do you think that that's bad math?
Yeah, it's probably bad math, because what people applying for citizenship now pay for is they pay for the process of applying for citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So unless we were to completely close the door and never have any more immigrants, which I doubt we would do, mm-hmm. you still have to pay for an infrastructure to pay for, processing immigration papers.
Right.
So, you know, diverting that to a wall doesn't make much sense, because you'd still have to have money to pay for immigration processing.
Mm-hmm. Elaine Kmark is a researcher with the Brookings Institution, a lecturer at Harvard, and a former White House staffer under President Clinton. Elaine, thank you again.
Thank you.